Chapter 33.
Dragon!
I whirled, knocking a man over. It was Ben. Despite the bewildered look on his face, I could have killed him.
What are you doing here?
I exclaimed under my breath, lifting him up and with haste guiding him away.
Bezog!
Keep it down, you idiot! I hissed through my teeth. Every eye in the sanctuary was looking.
Sorry, Drag.
I squeezed his arm.
Quiet, will you?
Ow!
He whined as I dragged him to where my horse was, as discreetly as I could. His horse was next to mine.
How did you do that?
I said, grabbing the reins and getting him out of the sanctuary.
Bezog did it. How, I don't know. I was talking to him, and he said you'd be here. And I said, where? And poof! Here I was.
He said you needed to come back, that he had some information for you that could help.
He rubbed the back of his head.
Sorry, Dragon. Did I do wrong again?
Get on your horse, I ordered. I was angry. If Ben had showed up seconds earlier, it could have ruined everything. And I wasn't so sure it hadn't. When I glanced back, all the bald heads and purple robes were gone.
Great.
I led, Ben followed.
Are we going back to Bezog's?
No.
He said you'd say that. But he also said,
He looked up into the sky.
It's your burial, not mine.
Figures. Lousy wizard.
Listen, Ben, you didn't do wrong. But you aren't coming along, either. I'm taking you to the Legionnaires to be with your uncle.
Ben shook his head.
No, I don't want to go. Please. I want to stay with you. I'm ready, see?
He pulled his cloak open, revealing a well-fitted tunic of leather armor. A nice sword and dagger were belted at his sides. I could tell by the pommels they were elven-made. He even had boots to go with it.
So you think if you get some armor that fits and sharp, shiny blades, that makes you a soldier? You haven't even had any training, Ben. You almost died once on the way up here. And now I'm heading into the mouth of danger. You think you're ready for that? Do you?
Biting his lip, he fingered the pommel on his sword.
Well, just go back and see what Bezog says. It was important.
No, Ben, I'm on my own from here. Now don't follow me anymore.
Good luck, or bad luck, Ben was, according to Bezog. The part elven wizard had a way of reading people.
Bezog said I should come, no matter what.
I stopped my mount.
Really, Ben? How well do you know Bezog? You barely spent a minute with him in there.
Well, it's not him so much as...
He smiled.
Sasha. Oh, she is so beautiful.
And troublesome, Ben.
I got closer and checked his blades.
Fine steel for a wizard to keep. What else did they give you?
I reached into his belt pouch. 2 potion vials were within.
What do these do?
He said I'd know when to take them.
I slapped Ben upside the head.
Ow!
You don't know when to do anything.
I'd had enough and headed for the wall. It was time to make way for the crane's neck, and I didn't care whether or not Ben followed.
So be it, Ben. It's only your life.
The trip was long. Not because it was far, but because my tongue was tired from trying to convince Ben not to go. He wouldn't have any part of it, however.
It's my life. I'll do what I want with it,
he'd decided, saying it over and over, with his chin up. Oddly, he was starting to remind me of Brenwar, aside from his shivering in the rain. The crane's neck wasn't hard to find. It was a valley of enormous rocks, some of which looked to be left over from a battle between the giants. I followed a faint trail over the brush and climbed up a rocky cleft that overlooked the crane's neck. It was a rock, stretching 50 feet in height. shaped like a long, flowing neck. The setting sun peeked from behind the dark clouds, shining on the beak-like peak at the top. "Lie down. Be quiet. Don't move," I said to Ben, lying down myself. Ben did. I actually wanted to thank him. It wasn't very often that he did what I said. It'll be a few hours before dusk, so we'll just lie low for now. Got anything to eat? Ben shook his head.
Great. I'm surprised Bezog didn't prepare you better. Are you sure one of those vials is in a bottle of Tasty Wonders?
He scrunched up his face, shook his head, and said,
I don't think so.
Well, that's too bad. Those are pretty good, and they can hold you over for days.
Stupid wizard. You'd think he'd have better prepared you. I looked at him.
Right?
He nodded, his eyes focused on the crane's neck, lying on his belly, sopping wet. The rain would start and stop between drizzle and heavy drops. He shivered, even though it wasn't that cold. At least he was quiet. At least he obeyed for once, and that was a comforting thought. Rain pelting my face, I sat alongside him thinking. How many dragons did the clerics have? They'd spoken of at least three, but there could be more. I rubbed my dragon arm, imagining if my scales might turn white after I freed them. I could go home then. I wanted to see my father more now than ever, and I couldn't remember ever wanting to see his giant dragon's head so much before. I pulled my hood over my head, sat down, and waited. A few paths led past the crane's neck, some narrow and some wide, between the rocks and ridges. There wasn't much else in the valley either, just a small variety of trees and bushes, enough to be hospitable to the critters. Another hour had passed when I heard Ben's stomach growl.
Still glad you came?
He didn't say anything.
All right, Ben, you've made your point. You can be quiet.
He rolled over and smiled, saying,
See? I told you I could be a good soldier.
Indeed,
I said, rolling my eyes.
Well, there's no sense in having your ravenous stomach give us away. It could wake up a drunk bugbear. Run down to the horses and fetch the rations hanging from my saddle.
He quickly ambled over the rocks, down and out of sight. I had to admit I was hungry, too. I rubbed my ribs. Tormac had given me a good walloping, and my jaw still felt loose. It was a shame. He'd be a good ally if he wasn't such a bad man. The world was full of men like him, but there was always something worse. The orcs, the ogres, the goblins, the bugbears, and the gnolls. You'd think men would act better than them. But often, too many times, they disappointed me. Their short lives made them particularly greedy. Ben shuffled back over the rocks and fell to his knees.
Here you go, dragon,
he said, holding out a small sack.
Eat, Ben.
He reached in the bag and dug in. I grabbed a bite as well. Ben shook a canteen in my face. I took it and drank, handed it back, and said,
Drink. That dwarfen bread is hard to get down sometimes.
Kind of bitter,
he said, taking a swallow.
But I feel full already.
Brenwar would kill me if he knew what I was doing.
Who?
Ben said, looking up at me.
Oh, sorry, Ben. Just a friend of mine. The dwarf. He's usually with me on days like this, telling me what I can and cannot do, or what I should and should not do.
Kind of like you do with me, huh?
I felt like I'd swallowed a bug. I was nothing like Brenoir.
Just eat.
Down in the valley, about an hour later, I noticed a small group of figures coming from behind the crane's nest.
Get down, Ben.
From our bellies, we could see the clerics of Barnabas. 5 of them in all. And a small cage. I had a pretty good idea who was in that cage, too. A dragon. 2 broader figures emerged with spears and armor. Lizard men. I could feel Ben tense up at my side.
It'll be all right. Don't move, Ben. Don't make a sound.
The 5 clerics faced the path leading from the east. The lizard men began searching the nooks and crevices in the area. The rain became a steady pour, and I lost sight of the lizard men.
Not good, Ben. Not good.